Yeah, definitely. All right, Tavose, let's begin. Before we start planning our next sefer, we have to actually finish. We have to finish this one. So we left off. We left off on page Resh Yud Beis. And the paragraph Imnishal Adam. It's like the fourth paragraph down from the top. Imnishal Adam. If we ask a person, Ha'im Ata Kayim, are you alive? Yomar Kain, of course. So if you ask a person, how do you know that he's alive? Is it because he thinks that he's alive? If a person says, I think, therefore I am, right? So the truth is, says the Mechaber here, the truth is that's a very superficial answer. Adam chava es atzmo mitocho. A person experiences himself from within himself. Zoi yedia atzmis penimis. I go ahead and I know that I'm alive because I experience my existence from within me. Not just simple thought, but it's experiential. Ela shebi yedia hazu anu rak yodim shalom kayamim. Ach einenu chavim es etzem hakim shal atzmeinu. Our problem is that even our internal experience is limited to the point that we know something, but we don't really experience it. Kasher Adam magia lahashkata shel machshava. When a person gets to the state where they're able to quiet their thoughts, hu megala machshava yoser sheketa v'yoser sheketa b'socha. After a person is able to experience this idea of being able to quiet one's thoughts, so a person is able to discover a level of thought even deeper and even more tranquil. Until he's able to experience the true inner I. Zohi yitzim imetzio shal machshava lemetzio shal chavaya, Zohi havia v'lo machshava ba'omek. So we'll say, again, right now he's just really restating that which we've already said before, which is this idea that once one quiets one's thoughts, and then is able, which essentially represents a retreat inward, and then a person is able to go out and think about simple things, those simple things lead to an awareness of who I truly am on the inside. Hatzlacha tuluya be'emuna. This is success is dependent on faith. Ani maven shad. Look what he writes over here. So now we're getting towards the end of the sefer. So it's interesting what he writes over here. He says ani maven shadvar mechilek min ha'anoshim him begeder code lechilek ulahim mishamim. So I know that some people have read this sefer. And they think like I'm speaking in code, meaning that like they might think like these ideas seem very nice, but okay, what do you really mean? Hadavar taloi itzel kol echad heichan hu memukam ha'mapa. Like most things in life, in order to understand something, everything depends where you are holding yourself. Everything depends literally where are you on the map of life. Mi shechava es hargashos halalu be'ezo shehi shlav b'chaim. Litkufa misuyemes afilu rakle regaim, v'hu lo yodeh eich lachzor l'sham. O shegiel l'sham bedrachim she'inon tahoros, bedarchei umos ha'olam, v'lo bedarchei ha'torah kedosha, harei shehu mechapes eich lachzor l'sham, mikoach ha'nashama lo kisha besocha bedarchei ha'torah v'amis. So we'll say, there are some people who have experienced that which the Mechaber is referring to. Good morning. Some people who've already experienced this idea of this discovery of the inner eye, of this journey to the self. There are some people who have already had this. Now, it's interesting. He writes, there are some people who have experienced this, either, again, through Torah or through other religious ways, or there are some people, what he calls through Darchi Umosom. Darchi Umosom means that through non-Jewish ways. So we'll say, because remember, a lot of the stuff, I think Moshe mentioned this a little while ago, a lot of the stuff that he's referring to is really what the world would call meditation. Right? That's really what he's referring to in a lot of these situations. So he says there are some people who know exactly what I'm talking about because they've felt these moments of inner connectedness, or I should say connectedness to the inner eye. They've felt it. They've experienced it. But they just want to get back there. They just don't know how. Either they've experienced through Torah and mitzvos, or through some religious experience, or they've experienced through some other means, and their goal is simply to recreate or recapture that experience. Mi shekvar nimtza sham, So somebody who has already reached this state of experiencing the inner eye or connecting with the inner eye. So the Mechaber writes, I don't care about that person. Now what does he mean I don't care about that person? What he means is you don't need, as he said at the beginning, you don't need my sefer. If you already know how to connect with your inner eye, again, remember, we spent how many months going through this, what he's talking about. But now at the end, he's summarizing. He's saying, if you've reached this, then you don't need to learn the sefer. But somebody who is never recognized, meaning someone who's never experienced this connection with the inner eye and believes, somebody who never experienced that inner eye, or never experienced that connection, but wants to get there. So I've given you the path, says the Mechaber, as to how to get there. Suppose this is very important. In the quest to discover the inner eye, the only way you will ever discover it is if you have a significant commitment to get there. If you would just like to simply try it out, right? If you just like to go ahead and, you know, kind of see what it's like and then make an informed decision based on that, says the Mechaber, the statistical probability of reaching the inner eye is very low. Both say, you should know, this is an incredible yisod. Because part of the, I often think that the biggest reason why often we find ourselves in the same place, I don't even mean religiously or like observance-wise, I mean spiritually, is because we are non-committal. We're non-committal. And yeah, I have to say, like Lamash Lamad Davodomer, it's like you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you so much, I care about you so much, but I think we should see other people. You know, like meaning I'm not quite ready to settle down with you. I'm not quite ready to commit myself to you. So I love you. Don't get me wrong. I want to be in this relationship, but to the exclusion of everyone else or anything else, I'm not quite sure I'm actually ready to do that. Which in the Mechaber says, if that's the way I relate to God, then by definition, I could be a good Jew behaviorally. I could be a good Jew observance-wise, but I'm not really going to grow in a spiritual sense because without commitment, and it's true by the way in any life relationship, without commitment to the relationship will not progress. So this is called davar she'adam oved ito v'rotzeh latzliach. Anything that a person works with and he wants to succeed, muchrach she'yihyeh lo imun bekelim itam hu mishtamish v'tachlisam. Whenever you're going to do something and you want to succeed, you have to know exactly which tools you need to go ahead and use and how exactly to use them. Because ultimately, again, sometimes in life you have all the right tools, you have all the right ingredients, but if you don't know exactly what to do or how to do it, then at the end of the day you will not succeed. Let's read this last paragraph, then we'll stop here for today. And we'll say one last piece. In order to go ahead and succeed, a person has to believe. Lowly, Mechaber says, you don't have to believe me. El Rabbosini Zichronim Livracha, Shigilu Lana B'Torah Kedosha Sheba Adam Yeshna Neshama Kedosha. Rather, what you have to believe is in the words of Chazal. And the words of Chazal tell us that a person has a beautiful, holy neshama. V'aneshama ha-kidosha hazu mechuberes l'mekara oneg. And this neshama, this is such a beautiful statement, is connected to the source of all joy. Which means if you want to be happy in life, happiness in life requires connection to the neshama. Ha'adam lo nivra el lehis'anig al Hashem o lehanos miziv shchinaso. A person was only created, rather to only go ahead and enjoy and to give joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to derive pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's very important, yisod, Judaism, we're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be in a state of simcha, in a state of oneg. But the truth is, real happiness only comes when a person ultimately is able to connect with their neshama. I love lahamin shebesocho gnuza neshama shi otzer hayakar biyoser sheshel chayim. A person has to believe that hidden within him is a neshama that is the storehouse of all beautiful, precious treasure that he has in life. Ha'otzer hazeh nimtza besochenu. The treasure is within us. V'chavosenu v'zichusenu legalos oso. And our obligation and our privilege is to reveal it. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. So this ends this particular section. We're going to pick up in Emirat Hashem with this Chilek Gimel, which the title of this section is Mahus Habayis Ayudi, the essence of the Jewish home, which again is going to be is still going to build on the principles that we had in the first part of the Sefer, but is also going to turn a little bit more towards home life. So we'll begin that in Emirat Hashem tomorrow. Yeah, Shikha.